trying to make the number one Google search term analyst, Major War. The lead folks to ex-Goldman Sachs analyst, Major War, coming in into 2012. We're out of time, but we'll play this video tomorrow. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's a new article. I wonder if it's up on Infowars.com yet. Here's a few of the, well, we've got hundreds of them, but some of the Twitter questions we've gotten. How long before the U.S. dollar is finally dropped from the world reserve currency? I think we answered that earlier in the broadcast. It's a phasing out and a moving to a basket of currencies. Question for the show. And it's, what does the New World Order want to happen in Saudi Arabia? A revolution or the same regime stays in power? They're getting ready to move towards devaluing the dollar, and the Arabs are going to rebel against that, so they can have the Arabs blow up on their own. They can blame the destruction of the dollar on that, which is what you want to read what the globalists think, their propaganda. Look at the economists blaming it all on the Arabs, the whole economic meltdown. By the way, we called that before it happened. I even envisioned economists in my mind, but I didn't say it. I track the enemy so much, I know what they're thinking. Continuing here, I want to know more about what was mentioned a few days ago about getting both sides of our brains working together. Well, there's good and bad to that. Men's left and right hemispheres, on average, have about one-third of the connections that women do. That's why, on average, in university studies, women have more of a sixth sense on average, women are associated with better women's intuition. But women, it's not they don't have fast reflexes and stuff. You know, it's not that there aren't some women that can be really great fighter pilots. It's just from a pool of, say, 1,000 people, women don't have a chance. Because men have more of a hunting brain, and that's an oversimplification, and there are less connections between left and right hemisphere, so certain focus jobs can be done better. So women are better at men than some things, and men are better at other things, because we're specialized. It's not that one group's bad or the other group's good. We are the species. Men and women, we are humanity. They try to divide us. But if you could make both sides of your brain actually, you know, fuse and integrate all the different areas of the brain, a lot of scientists and studies have shown that it can boost the IQ off the chart. And, you know, that's an important question. I'm going to spend 15, 20 minutes on that in more detail tomorrow. That's a great question from Philip. But women have, on average, 3 times the connections between left and right hemisphere than men do. Men have about a third of the connections. And because it's 2 different computer systems. And they've done studies with people that have been in accidents where both sides of the, you know, brain are completely separated, and then it's actually 2 different people. They cover one eye and then the other, and the other, it's like 2 different people. They actually have some clone chimeras where you see a guy who has one eye color and another eye color. That's actually like a fraternal twin, but it's not a fraternal twin. It's like 2 eggs that somehow merge. I've read the science on it. It's very, very bizarre stuff. And it just gets into what the human system is. It's very complex, and I'm trying to hurry through it here, so it sounds like a bunch of babble. But it is quite intriguing. I know Justin Bieber is more important. They want to know more about getting both sides of our brains working together. Well, there's some problems with that. That's why once a woman, and again, this is an oversimplification, these are averages we're talking about. There's some men a lot more hysterical than the average woman, and vice versa. But that's why women can get so emotional on average, and you can't calm them down and talk business with them. Because both sides of their brain are connected, and it just causes basically a haywire situation to happen. And that tends to happen in every culture that tries to put women in combat. Men can pretty much ignore their buddies chopped up, blood squirting and spewing. Women tend to freak out when that happens, and it's brain connection issues. It's how the brain's wired.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 10th day of March 2011. Joel Skousen will be joining us covering what's happening in the deteriorating world economy. Coming up in the second hour today, I do want to have open phones in this hour, and I want to have open phones in the second and third hour today. But let me first throw out the news items. You're welcome to call in and discuss anything you'd like. Any question, any comment, agree, disagree, that's fine. We don't screen your phone calls. Doesn't mean I won't scream at you if I get angry or disagree with you. I don't have very good self-control, but I would love to hear from everybody. But I do want to throw out some of the news issues first, because perhaps maybe you might want to engage in banter with yours truly and give me your perspective, your take on things, because it does spur my thinking process. I know it spurs your creative juices. And it spurs everybody else's. So that's why I do enjoy taking phone calls. And we either tend to have nothing but wonderful callers that come in one day, or horrible, babbling callers that sound like they're in the middle of an alcoholic stupor or injecting gallons of heroin into their veins. We either have totally enlightened, on fire callers, it seems to come in fits and starts, or we have callers who have eaten too many of their sleeping pills today. But I do want to hear from everybody. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Now, I said I'd give the number out after I covered these issues, but we all know that you're going to call about what you want to call about and not the issues I'm about to raise. So I'll just go ahead and throw this information out there now. Okay. In the last segment, that some stations don't carry that little first 5 minutes of the first hour, but some do, so we go ahead and do it live. I described something I think that's very important. We are following a blueprint. We are following a script. We are following a template. We are following a battle plan. We are following a militarily laid out system. Now, by following it, the globalists design the highways, and they design the specifications for light sockets, and they set the parameters for RAF and UHF and VHF, and they decide the parameters of the pipes that come into your house. And it all sounds real reasonable. But it allows them to set the precedent to control everything. And then when I say we are following a script, I am conscious of the script. I am conscious of the program. I am conscious of the operation, but still I follow the script. Not as much as most people, but I still follow the script. I try to avoid the sodium fluoride in the water. I try to not eat GMO food. I try to not talk on my cell phone too much. I know it tracks me illegally. I know it's under NSA auspices under the Telecommunications Act of 1996. I understand the technological control system they put in, but I still play along with it because it's the field. It's the sports stadium. It's the artificial, almost human zoo type construct. You know, lions at the San Antonio Zoo or the New York Zoo or the Albuquerque Zoo, they're not really in their natural habitat. They're in an artificial habitat. And humans, for all of our development, are in an artificial habitat. Now we built this habitat, but at the same time, the ruling kind of brain cast, they built the habitat, and they built it to be artificial from what we are and to cut us off from who we really are, because who we really are individually is extremely powerful. So a lot of the sociologists, anthropologists, environmental psychologists, they'll argue, well, if IBM creates a genetically engineered super virus and it kills all of humanity through the genome project IBM runs, that is a natural mutation because it is an expression of man in an evolutionary curve development. And really all that is an argument to knock you out of debate. That's all that's there for. Is to just say, there is no good and evil, there is no choice, you're just a computer, a biological android that they're trying to put the stimuli in, that they're trying to program. When even if that is true, and it's not, part of us is that biological android, but there's another layer and another, is that we were programmed by the planet. We were programmed by our species. We were programmed by what we went through. And the scientific engineers have decided to take control of that process and to create these artificial habitats. It isn't like humanity organically spun and built this system we're in. Oh, humanity would develop technologies, individual bright minds who were specialized and geniuses in their area of biomechanics, electrical engineering, physics, quantum mechanics, hydrology, chemistry, the list goes on, but they're almost all to a man and woman, idiot savant, specialized in one token area, not in full spectrum, overall integrated systems analysis, integration, field theory, unification, overlay. Okay? Now, the top global brain bugs, they are into that. A fusion of history, a fusion of all major sciences that in the last 160 years have all grown out of the eugenics theorem that is the overall driving theory of evolution, and hence the survival of the fittest rollout of the subgrouping of social Darwinism. And if you understand that, you understand everything. But they claim they're doing this because they're the fittest, and that it's their right to rule over us and kill us in mass and do all these horrible things to us, because if might makes right, and they were able to get in positions of control through cunning, manipulation, deception, payoffs, you name it, that it's their right to then do it. But the truth is, this system is artificial and highly destructive and destroys the basic human cohesion that has always historically been proven to develop the most beautiful ideas and systems. The truth is, the psychopathic ugly are only good at screwing things up and sucking off good people. They're parasites and need the host. That's the big lie of the social Darwinism. And they hate their host, and they've done everything they can to tie their host down, to dumb their host down, to blind, to gouge out the eyes, to gouge out the eardrums, to cut off the tongue, to burn off the fingertips, to chain us down to where we're just howling, gibbering, unconscious creatures that they suck off of. But in that process, they've now tainted the very blood they're drinking, and so it's making them become even more retarded as well. They're interfacing with their own host that they've done this to, and not understanding that they're connected to the host, that they're a cell within the very host, and that they lie to themselves, and that they're not really even a parasite, they're a cancer. Because a parasite generally doesn't try to kill its host. It tries to simply feed off of it and then move on. This system is killing the host, and that's not just a parasite. That's a cancer. And this parasitic system is not truly social Darwinistic, and that's the lie and the riddle, because it actually seeks to kill the strong and the intelligent that are not part of their power structure, and they seek to kill the beautiful, the strong, the intelligent in their own system because they're threatened by it. And then the anthropologist, the sociologist, the social Darwinist, the Darwinist would tell you, oh, but look at grizzly bear males. They go, they smell the cubs if mama can't keep them safe. They find the male cub. There's usually two, one male, one female, and they kill it. They kill that baby bear, because they know that a couple years from now, he's going to be bigger and badder, and that grizzly bear will kill his own son. Now, that's generally an aberrant behavior. It's only done in a small portion of grizzly bears, and generally by males that are not super dominant. It's normally a lesser dominant male who's been able to mate but is insecure. A super dominant grizzly does not engage in that type of behavior in the studies they've done. A super hyper dominant polar bear does not do that. And in that, you unlock the secret of the globalist. They are not truly dominant, ladies and gentlemen. They are a sub-dominant who understands the true dominant human species paradigm, wavelength, signature that totally aces them 100%. So they are running around the world trying to mutate and hurt everyone in a mass attack targeted at the bad sons, as they call us, the wildest cults that make the best horses, the leaders, the people that are going to lead Spartacus-type rebellions against their dictatorship over the mind. The New World Order is a dictatorship of ugly, pot-bellied, bent-back, backstabbing, vicious cancer blobs. Now, when we come back, I'm going to go over the signpost on the road to perdition and give you the most devastating news yet on the tombstone they're now carving for the dollar. Stay with me.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/alex, 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Sell the derivatives, get the governments, the corporations to buy into it, then bankrupt them, and then hold out a hand to save them with more high-interest loans. Loans backed up by absolutely nothing, and the bankers then get the world as the entire civilization falls before them as they come in and openly begin shutting down the infrastructure and blowing their horns beating their war drums saying that they're going to shut off our power, increase our prices, bankrupt our families, give us a post-industrial world. These people are out in the open doing this to our society. They are not playing games. And you ignore the global crime syndicate at your own peril. I mean, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, National Geographic, George Soros. I mean, every day I see news praising Singapore or China, saying that's the model. I watch IBM, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo in China, in India, helping them with the national ID card RFID chips to buy and sell, wanting the same system here. They want tyranny. They tell you they love it. They tell you they're into it. And then they treat you like children when a man stands up and says, warning, these people want to make you their slaves. This is the story of history. They say, be quiet, children. That man's a crazy conspiracy theorist. Even as their world government rises out of Hades with all of the stench and death associated with it. As the wicked Fox and the wicked CNN and the wicked MSNBC, all hail the attempted overthrow of Gaddafi and the ongoing overthrow of Egypt. And on record, both parties in Egypt are globalist run, and they're coming in with the abortion and the inoculations and more bondage for the public. Not that Mubarak was good, but he's an old phase of the New World Order. Now they're coming with the hot needles. Now they're coming with the MTV. Now they're coming with the Prozac. Now they're coming with soft kill. America gets to enjoy its 2,000 to 3,000, depending on the type, increase in cancer rates. Europe gets to enjoy it. Areas controlled by the globalists in Asia can enjoy it. Areas controlled by the globalists in Africa can enjoy it. Now the Arabs are going to drink from the black cup of eugenics. And they're going to know how trendy it is, too, to have their hair fall out and to be put in coffins and die. And there'll be lots of little jogging teams and people raising money and giving it to the very, you know, regional organizations that are fighting the cancer, fighting the heart attacks, fighting the diabetes. The very groups running the attack. What was one of the first deals in 2003 after the takeover of Iraq? Oh, all food aid and farm aid after the military had been ordered to go in and cut down all the date orchards, all the tangerine orchards, because snipers could hide in them. Don't worry. We've got Monsanto paid for crops, and you sign contracts, and the government signs a contract, and you plant these. Oh, I'm afraid there's a 15-fold increase in cancers. Oh, how you feeling? It's so loving. And the general public just can't face it, can they? By the way, folks won't believe that. Please put it in the search engine. 15-fold increase in cancers in Fallujah in children. And then after that, let's go ahead and show folks on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Listeners can just type it into the search engine. Let's go ahead and type in Iraq rebuilding deal. Iraq must take only GMO crop seeds. We'll show you the love. And so don't worry. They're going to be liberated. They're going to be liberated quite well. And in the ensuing turmoil, you're going to be liberated in the West from your pocketbook with the energy prices increasing. But I'm sorry, I said I would take calls, and I'm getting a bit dark here today. Oh, there it is. Toxic legacy of U.S. assault on Fallujah, worse than Hiroshima. The shocking rates of infant mortality, cancer in Iraq City raise new questions. And my memory serves, it say 14 time and increase or 15? 14? Well, that says 12. There's another British study that says 15. I know it. Oh, I'm sorry. 12-fold increase in cancer. But I know there's one that says 15. Okay, we're going to come back, get into the collapse of the dollar.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol.
Yeah.
Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your phone calls are coming up. The big headline over at the Drudge Report, we've also got it up on Infowars.com, is Sarkozy fills the leadership gap. Calls for airstrikes on Libya. This backed up by lies that he's fled to Venezuela. We've heard that now for 3.5 weeks over and over again. We heard again on Monday that he'd fled again to another country. Wasn't true. We heard that he was strafing peaceful crowds. Wasn't true. But so what? Why not say he had yellow cake from Niger? Why not say he had nukes? Why not say he was going to nuke Europe? Why not say he was throwing babies out of incubators? Why not say that, you know, he caused Apollo 13 to have a problem? Why not? I mean, if you're going to lie, and the public loves lies, and he's a brown guy with a funny-looking outfit he wears, it's fun to hate him. So what if they're going to flood with 2 or 3 million more people Europe? So what if it destabilizes things and drives up gas prices? You know what? It's fun to watch TV and watch buildings blow up. It makes people feel powerful. So they're like, good, do it. Actually, I've seen the polls as high as 79%. The average poll is about 85 or so, 75 or so. You can look at the polls. Vast majority are against Libyan strikes. And system doesn't care. And now Nicolas Sarkozy says, go in. And then what happens in the next country and the next if the dictator doesn't go away like Hosni Mubarak did and decides to fight? What if Mubarak would have maintained control of his military? What if he would have said he was ready to fight? Would we go into Egypt? What about Saudi Arabia? They're now 2 weeks into rioting and burning and attacking, and the government's pumping out tens of billions a week trying to buy the public off. They're even talking about letting women drive cars. What do you think is going to happen next? Oh, we'll have to go into Saudi Arabia. Oh, there'll have to be a draft because, you know, you're paying $8 a gallon if this continues. And the average yuppie will say, yep, draft our kids. We got to have cheap gas. They'll occupy the whole Middle East. No one could have foreseen that what was then known as World War IV was beginning. That's right. Strategists and historians call the Cold War, World War III. This was World War IV, a strategic war caused by flare-ups and food price increases, first starting in the Middle East, North Africa, spreading to the rest of Africa, Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, and then to Russia and on to China. Global rebellion then struck North America. But in North America, the security services maintained order. Then, after the time of crisis, the Global Directorate was established in the United Nations and NATO I-4 systems. Luckily, there had already been troop deployments in the United States and cross-security agreements so that foreign assets could be used to help return order to the United States after breakaway states led by right-wing terrorists refused to be part of the new global edict to turn in their firearms as part of a move to end the ongoing sectarian civil wars that had brought 9 years of carnage to the planet. $30 million immigrants demanded amnesty and free government health care. When they were refused, every major city in the Southwest was burned. UN forces backing up the minority majority are now taking control of the Southwest. These are just some of the different systems the Ford Foundation, Carnegie, all run by Rand and the Pentagon, have lovingly set up. Because you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Oh, the globalists have their plans within plans and counter plans. All right, I said I'd take your phone calls, didn't I? I haven't even gotten to the biggest news of the day yet. But we will get into the economy. We will get into the Middle East situation. We will get into what Joel Skousen, who's got a really brilliant mind when it comes to this, believes is the globalist planning to elicit a strike against the United States. And I don't even think we have to the globalists, so we keep thinking of America as ours. No, we're captured muscle. If America's the right arm of the New World Order right now, China's the left arm. Who's the brain? We're not the brain running this thing. You don't get the spoils. A lot of Americans, a lot of good old boys will swagger up on the street and go, Alex, you know, I know we're corrupt, but this is how America does so well. Look how good we're doing. Now, we were more wealthy per capita 50 years ago than we are now. We have fake wealth, debt wealth, bondage wealth today, and now that's coming to the end. These effeminate men who think they're tough. You know what I mean? That they're macho. But they're not even effeminate because it's an insult to women. They're like soft spiritually. You know, they always have this kind of candy. They have a word for it. Candy, you know what? Kind of just this little smirky, quirky clubhouse attitude. Like, they know how to get things done and they're real smart. No, you're not real smart. You're not real smart. You let the country be sold out. You bought into propaganda that made you think you were smart. Okay? It's not too late to get on your knees and throw up on yourself in disgust and get yourself together. Now, I don't know if this is going over some people's heads out there, but let me just get to the meat and potatoes briefly, and we'll talk more about it with Skousen coming up. Signpost, and I'm not going to go over all the signposts. I mentioned them at the very start of the broadcast, but it's like I describe when people go, I can't believe you predict all this with such precision. How are you doing it, Alex? Well, if I turn on my cable guide and I scroll through what's coming on and I tell my wife, Smith Family Robinson's coming on. That might be something that's family worthy. We haven't let the kids watch TV in about 2 weeks. We know it's mind control. You want to let them watch that? And then it comes on at 7 o'clock. Everybody doesn't just go, how did you know Smith Family or Swiss Family, whatever their name is, was going to come on? They're not all dumbfounded. It's the same thing. That's why I'm so frustrated. The Trilateral Commission laid out everything they were going to do. The CFR smirkingly did it with all their buzzwords and things. And we've read their reports on air. We've covered it. We've had their insiders on. We've read their autobiographies where they love to brag because they just write those things for each other. The globalists admit that, you know, they write their autobiographies for each other. They write their quarterly reports for each other. Oh, you can read it if you want, but they have such disdain for you, they know you won't. That's how they communicate, is in these communiques. And then they'll write articles in Atlantic Monthly or something else about how much they love this autobiography or how much they love this idea of this historian. Or they'll have little veiled statements about, gee, a new Oklahoma City would sure help shut down the states' rights movement. Sure worked in 95. And they'll have four or five top strategists say that just out there to the public. Yeah, we blew up Oklahoma City. We're tough. Sit down and shut up. You notice the other sheep don't even notice we're admitting we did this. Doesn't that scare all of you out there? We're murderers. Now sit down and shut up. See, it's a multi-leveled message. All of you that just heard me publicly say we carried out Oklahoma City, look at all the slugs. They know about March Madness. They know about their soccer game coming up. They value that over reality. Now, did you just hear us in a whole bunch of mainstream news say that we love terror attacks and how good they are for us? Sit down and shut up. Now, listen, kids, there's no such thing as government-sponsored or corporate-sponsored terror. Don't listen to those guys over there that tell you we're bad. We're going to take good care of you. Oh, man, sometimes you got to laugh at it all, don't you? And so on these signposts, you know what? I'll just go to calls now. I'll just go to calls now. And then when I get Skousen on, I'll do the signpost briefly in front of him and with everybody else and then get his comment on it. I'll do the signpost then. I will go ahead and read you the headline, though. Biggest bond fund in world dumps U.S. Treasury bonds today. Should we be alarmed that the biggest bond fund in the world has dumped all of their U.S. Treasury bonds? And here's the Bloomberg article. PIMCO's gross eliminates government debt from total return fund. January trade deficit jumps to $46.3 billion. Stocks open lower as unemployment claims rise, but I heard the economy was better last week. Jobs claims in the U.S. rose 26,000 last week to 397,000. Teachers and state employees could lose retirement benefits. Oh, but the government's your friend. You're going to run to the government and demand more taxes so you get your retirement fund that you paid into. And they've convinced the right-wing, mainline fluoride heads that you don't deserve your own retirement. The veterans are having their retirement stolen and their health care and their death benefits. Conservatives just can't even face that, though. Even though that's admitted, they won't even look at that. Because they've got a fetish for taking people's retirements. They kind of think that's conservative. Ooh, you don't deserve it, lazy worker. Yeah, shut down the unions. You know, so when they do it to the troops, and they have another little mind control fetish for, they just go, I don't see that. I don't see them taking what they've got. Nope, not happening. Nope, not going on. But this is how it's going to work. you got the 80-plus million government or quasi-government employees or defense contractors on the government froth, and as all their goodies start getting cut, they're going to all go vote to take whatever the middle class has got left just for a couple more years of money to themselves. And then the globals just completely move and leave the U.S. Then it's all over. Third world, everything's sucked dry. Instead of saying we don't owe the 1.5 or more quadrillion in made-up derivatives, see, you could take all the teachers' health care, you could take all their retirement funds, you can take everybody's Social Security, you can take everything. You can take Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, the Keebler Elves, the Loch Ness Monster. None of that even is in the equation to the 1.5 and growing quadrillion and the 100 trillion Davos demanded. The private bankers told governments, in your people's names, give us 100 more trillion this year. We will then leverage it to another quadrillion. That's AP, Reuters, London Telegraph, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was. Put it on screen for me, please. You're fighting over a few hundred billion. They got thousands of trillions. And they're going to come and take your pension funds. That's why they changed the federal laws 5 years ago to do it. We told you it was all coming, and it's what you want. And if this is what you want, this is what you get. In fact, could somebody Twitter me at twitter.com/realalexjones? Can somebody tell me it's a hip-hop, punk rock, kind of trance, techno, from some science fiction movie where a guy brings back a broken-up battle droid from the front lines of an apocalyptic future world, and he brings it home to his girlfriend as an art project, and it reactivates and kills everybody. It's a, kind of a B-movie, but it's good. But it's got that song at the end of it when the robot's killing him, injecting him. But when it injects you with the deadly venom, it's got a nice function to make you have a nice, you know, feel good while you're dying. And the music's playing. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Get. You're going to get it. Going to get it. You like 50 million abortions? You're a cursed country. Because if you let them murder babies, they're going to murder your bank account. If you let them murder babies and murder Iraqis, they're going to murder your crops. They're going to GMO them. They're going to take over the entire society. They're going to give you no quarter. When you give in morally to things, every evil is unleashed. Every evil person out there and their sick desires is turned loose on you. But you thought the devil and evil was a sexy red devil cheerleader in a miniskirt. That's how it was sold to you. And so you bit in. You bit in like a fish with that hook, with that big, plump, juicy worm. Oh, that looks tasty. Let me swim up there and get that. And I'm sitting here. I'm an old fish sitting here going, you don't want to bite on that. You don't want to bite on that. There's a really bad guy up there. They're like, there's nothing up top. There's nothing dangerous. This is the entire world. And then you watch one of the fish grab it and gets pulled up. I go, I told you, see that? They're up there. And then the other fish goes, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. Shut up, whack job. Shut up. And there's all these steroided cop fish come swimming up. They're like, we like the guy that's up there on top. He feeds us stuff. There is actually something up there on top. And, the, you know, because the fisherman sometimes on his dock throws out some fish food to get fish to come around. We like him. We work for him. Hey, look, there's another piece of food. They actually catch one of the big fat cop fish, and the other cops go, oh, Bill will be fine. Actually, they're probably just being nice to him up there. We're like, no, cops, the guys that run this thing are not nice. We're like, how about we bite you? How about we chase you off? How about maybe we eat you, buddy? Don't you even try to tell us there's somebody bad up there. And don't think you're going to swim off away from the dock and be safe. When they're done catching all these fish, they're going to go catch you. You've got to stop acting like mindless fish, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, you can tell I had the flu, and I'm glad I had it and got rid of it on my own. Never had the flu for a week, though. Let me tell you, this was some rough stuff. But I am pretty much well now, and I am feeling really good right now. I think you could say crazed. I think you could say it's on, like Donkey Kong. So when we come back, Rachel, Mark, Josh, Yvonne, and Sam, I'll at least get to you. Yeah, the movie's Hardware. Well, then when you pull up the trailer for Hardware then, because it's like, this is what you want, this is what you get, this is what you want, this is what you get. Find the soundtrack for that. I want to use that as bumper music. And maybe we should make a music video with it. Wars, death, abortion, everything people think is cool. Ah, well, you're going to get it then. All you soft people who've never experienced anything hardcore, all of you that like Mazda Flame think evil is cool, you are going to get it now. Oh, don't worry. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You like Satan? You think it's powerful? Think darkness is cool? Well, we'll find out if you like it.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns.
And will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques. Where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them.
How to create the perfect hiding place.
As well as the places you should never hide your guns.
Under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Extend your life.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you
get. You know, I'm being a bit shocking today, but this is what's really going on in my mind. And I don't have words to describe how horrible it is. The dollar is in terminal plunge by design by the crooks upon our country. And then they're going to sit there and pose as our saviors again and again and again when they're the people that are the authors of the overlay that is causing so many of the griefs that we see. Let's go ahead and go to Rachel, Josh, Yvonne, Sam, and others. I guess Mark got tired of holding. Mark, I'll see you in the next dimension. Go ahead, Rachel. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about Eric Prince, who is hanging out in the United Arab Emirates.
But he's a pro-America. That's why he's moved over there. And it has come out in federal court that his commanders are running around at naked at cocaine parties and shooting Iraqis for fun. It's of the Lord.
Exactly. And his lieutenants are running around creating the mayhem right now in the Middle East. Didn't anybody think about the fact that this guy moved over there last summer? Probably started the
Wait a minute. Wayne Madsen and others, a few months ago before all this happened, it was actually in mainstream news. Google Blackwater moving into North Africa. And it was actually in the news that he was teaming up with the biggest South African merc group for stuff in the Middle East and North Africa, actually for mayhem. I'd forgotten that. Oh, my gosh. Again, devastating information.
I had Googled him this morning, and I saw a few things, but I thought we should get this more out in the open. This guy is there.
He's good, though. You know, it does lend credence to the Vatican running a lot of things that he left being the type of Christian he was and became like this sworn order of the something or another with the Vatican and donates all this money now. You know, it was the Swiss who were the famous mercenaries for the Vatican. Did you know that? And then now Prince and others are scurrying around. But then meanwhile, the Pope says he's against war. It's all very suspicious.
Yes. So the first thing I thought about was the fact that he's running around over there, and anybody put two and two together, which is Prince and everything that's going on right now in all the Middle Eastern countries.
Well, I've got to repull those articles, and then we should have Watson or Nemo or one of our crew write an article like, is Blackwater involved in the Middle East turmoil? Because I remember reading, I think it was like Salon and others, like 2 months ago, were reporting on Blackwater moving everything they had into North Africa and the Middle East with this shadowy merc group that's even bigger out of South Africa.
Yes.
I'll have to put my schnozzle back into that and start snooping around. Thank you so much, Rachel. Good to hear from you. Josh in Pennsylvania, then Yvonne and Sam. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Yeah, you had that flashback article about the comprehensive annual financial reports on InfoWars a while ago.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, like, you're saying they could phase out taxation eventually, and, like, they have all this money. Like, how does that fit into the economy collapsing?
All right, everybody got confused, and I saw it on the YouTube. We put the film out for free. It's on DVD at InfoWars.com. I made it 13 years ago. It's Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, or 12 and a half, you know, 13 years ago. And in the film, that was then when there was hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars of city, county, school district, water district, you name it, federal, state, invested in derivatives. But that was the scam. That's how the bankers stole it. So they destroyed most of it and made it toxic. So, folks, watch the video. I'm young in it, a lot younger than I am now. Now the game has changed. Now they've moved to the next phase. Stay there. It's too important. I'll continue describing this to you on the other side. Back in 1 minute. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.